Greetings, Andrea. Oh, hello, Pat Sheens. Do you know what? I feel like I haven't actually spoken to you other than maybe via a couple of texts since last Monday.
Since the last pod? Shit!
I'm going into mourning. I'm going into mourning. I just thought of that. I was like, I haven't actually spoken to / we haven't had a FaceTime, we haven't had just a telephone conversation.
Do you know why that is? It's because for the last three weekends we've seen each other. I think we were a bit like...
I mean, I wasn't, but obviously you were.
Well, you haven't made massive efforts to call me.
No, I'm not just saying this is just on you. I'm just saying that no. I would be happy.
So maybe subconsciously you've been a bit like, oh, Pat.
She's getting on my nerves a bit now.
I saw her that Saturday, and then saw her the Saturday after, and then saw her the Saturday after, and then did a pod with her on those three Mondays.
Yeah, it's gotten a bit too much.
It's gotten a bit too much, mate.
I also think, like, sometimes, like, you literally, we do this record and then you're straight into work mode and then you're like, right, we've got to make sure everything's ready to go out on Wednesday. Before you know it, it's Friday. You were up to Derby at weekend.
Yep, to Derby on Friday, yeah.
You know, that's that out because I know you're with pals and friends and you're away and you're wanting a break.
Yeah.
And then, like, shit, it's Monday.
So I can actually genuinely ask you, how's your week been? How's your weekend been? I don't know.
I actually didn't feel too great on Thursday. I had a bit of a weird sort of 24-hour bit of the shits, bit of a headache.
Oh, you had the old Tom Tits?
I had the old Tom Tits, mate. And it was so weird because I was actually really pissed off because I was supposed to be going out with my fanny flaps on Thursday night.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, we struggled to find a date. Yeah, we go, yeah, right, who could do this day? Oh, I can't do that. Oh, to be honest with you, it's normally Simone. Simone is normally the one.
Simone,
I swear, she's got stuff planned, probably already for December.
Honestly, when I spoke to somebody at work today, who already knows what they're doing on Christmas Eve. They go to the theatre. They've booked to go to... And I was like, on Christmas Eve? And they said, yeah, we've already booked tickets. We're going to see Book of Mormon. I was like, right.
Bloody hell.
Okay.
Well, that's Simone. Simone's like, so we like, oh, should we do this day? Oh, no, I'm actually in France. Oh, what about this day? Oh, no, actually, I'm in Bath. You're like, for fuck's sake, Simone.
Stop having a life outside of us, you bitch.
We're your fanny flaps. We should have some sort of priority in your life.
You bitch.
Yeah, that's about it, really. That's all I've got to report. Right. How at Derby?
Derby was lovely. Saw our friends. It was really nice. Had a wonderful time with them. Brilliant. Shout out to Anna. She listens. No shout out to Phil. He doesn't. So
rude. Many thanks, Anna. We love you. Thank you for being here.
I saw a VBP.
VBP!
A VBP. Reasons to let out a weird little oop noise. So this is the list of the reasons why you might go oop, oop.
Yeah.
Most common reasons normally relate to doors.
Right.
You tried to push a pull door. Oop. The automatic door hasn't opened and you're right up against it. Oop. You're trying to go through a door just as someone is coming out of it. Oop.
That's a definite oop.
Right. And then these are the other reasons. You've gone to shake someone's hand, but they've gone in for a hug.
Oh, yeah.
It's so awkward. You're walking towards someone on a narrow path and you both repeatedly choose the same side as you try to pass each other.
Oh.
You've opened the wrong cupboard. You know, you're looking for a mug and you've got, wrong cupboard.
Oh.
You've walked in on something you shouldn't have.
That's a big oh.
Parents having sex.
Sorry about that.
Oh,
sorry about that. As you were.
You've turned a blind corner and nearly bumped into someone.
Oh, big time. Oh, yeah.
You've missed the last step.
Oh.
And then the last one, which is hilarious, you've accidentally fallen off a cliff.
Oh, yeah, big time, that one. I mean,
the doors one, though, The amount of times I've gone to push a pull door. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
That is
so funny,
that.
Isn't it? The reasons you let out a little whoop.
Well, we had, because obviously we put some boxes up yesterday. Yeah. We had a lot of responses yesterday.
Did we?
I think everyone was literally on a response.
We get a lot of responses on your box days, not so much on mine.
Well, I mean, fair enough.
Wow.
But we had this in from Nick Johnsy.
Okay.
His name is Nick Johnsy. And I thought this was great because this is something that we both do.
Right.
Can we talk about how bloody weird it is to ask waiters in restaurants for their recommendations on what I should order?
What?
Yes. I've got a friend who does it in caps lock all the time.
We do it all the time.
I know, right? He's actually given this little, I can't decide between the shepherd's pie and the roast. What would you recommend?
That's us.
That is us. And that we get that from Mal.
Oh,
Mal is a big time asker of waiters.
Why shouldn't you ask the waiters though? I feel like this guy has got to...
Well, Nick Johnsy, he says, why the fuck are you asking someone else what they would like because they're not actually you, are they, Becky?
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, Nick Johnsy. Right. This is actually something that we do a lot.
Let's take a poll. We've got to take this to a poll.
Oh, this is a big time
this
poll.
This is a massive CTA.
CTA. Massive CTA.
CTA. This is a massive CTA. We're going to put up a poll. Thursday morning, once this app's gone out, there is going to be a poll. Do you ask the waiter slash waitress for what their recommendation is?
I think the thing is that here, right, is it's not, in my opinion, it's not you're asking the waiter to decide for you, although I do quite often let the waiter decide.
Right.
Takes it's away more the when pressure. You are like, and you're more in a kind of, do I want that? Do I want this?
Yeah.
That's what
like
they're good
vibe.
For.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But helping you make that final decision.
Yeah, and I am shit at making decisions.
You are really shit at making decisions.
I am so bad at that stuff. Yeah. I need someone to say, have that.
If you'd have been, like, if you believe that the world was created by God and you'd have been in the beginning, you'd be like, it would say on the first day, Angie thought for hours about what to make. And then she landed on making the birds of the field and then thought, oh, no, actually... Yeah. Should I make light instead?
Yes, yes, yes.
It would just be an ongoing what should I make scenario.
Honestly, that is me all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying it, mate.
And I think that, you know, that's where Nick Johnsy got me. Because I was like, Nick Johnsy, this is quite a big thing for me. When I don't know what to have, I need that input from a waiter or someone, Nick Johnsy. Mm.
I love the fact that we're full naming him.
Nick Johnsy.
Nick Johnsy, yeah.
So, yeah, I was like, I think I'm very interested in what people do here. Are people with Nick Johnsy and it's just not a thing you do? Or are people with you and me, Pats?
So, and it's interesting because we are aligned on one of the answers this time. Normally it's a head-to-head poll.
Yeah.
But we're going head-to-head with Nick.
We're going with Nick Johnsy.
Yeah. So if you don't want to take the poll and you've got perhaps a little ditty or a funny story about when you've asked the waiter or the waitress, perhaps you've ordered something and then you've turned up and it's actually disgusting.
I mean, that is annoying, that, isn't it?
Then there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com.
Voila.
Voila.
Now, we have had, in my opinion, a great tits in.
Right. We're going straight into tits.
We're going straight into tits, mate.
Straight into tits.
This came in from Charles XX. I think Charles is a girl, in Charlie. Charles XX. This is her message, in caps lock, biggest tits, that's what she's called them.
Right.
Coat hoods. You can either be dry, or see where you're going. Never both.
That is true.
I was like,
that
hoods
is...
really get on my tits a lot.
Do they? What about like a hoodie hood?
No, hoodie hoods is a hood on a coat. And I think this is where Charles
XX. You said hoods get on my tits.
Yeah, okay.
You
so
mean
specifically
a coat hood.
As Charles XX has said, biggest tits, coat hoods.
Yeah.
Right. I've got a coat, really nice coat, love it, right? The hood is an absolute piece of shit. For one, right? It comes so far down, I actually, like she says, I can't see it. I'm forever pushing it back, holding it up, right?
Right.
And there's no tie on it to make it tight.
Oh, now that is annoying.
Stupid, right?
Stupid.
But then, so you have the thing up because you don't want to get wet. But for it, I was actually walking with Joel last week.
Right.
Had my hood up because of the weather was being a dick. I couldn't hear a word he was saying. I had to put the hood down and go, I don't care, I'm just going to get wet, because the hood was pissing me off because I couldn't see, but then I couldn't hear either.
Why couldn't you hear with the hood up? That's weird.
No, that's what Charles says. And also, you can hear with a hood on your head. If you're like walking along, talking to someone with a hood on.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that as an issue. I think I'm being enlightened. This is like a live awakening, guys, right at this moment.
Right, I need you to try. I need you to try.
Right.
Because if you've got a hood up walking with somebody, you can't hear what they're saying.
Right.
So you've got the whole thing of like, I'm getting wet, but I can't, I'm keeping dry, but I can't hear. So I'm going to put the hood down, but I'll get wet, but then I can hear.
Well, do you know what? I just have said to Joel, mate, shut the fuck up. I'm not getting wet for anyone. Because I hate getting wet.
Oh, yeah, you're like Mal. That's just weird.
I hate
don't like
it.
Getting wet.
If I open the front door and it's raining, I'll often go, oh, bloody hell.
What is the big deal
and
with a bit of rain?
My walk from my front door to my car is like...
It's nothing.
Next to nothing. I've got like a big porch thing that comes out for half of
You've
the
You've probably got
walk.
About like 5 steps.
If that really. But I always run it with my arms down by my side. Hardly swinging my arms, I always run it. And no matter how heavy it's raining, I get in the car and I go, oh, bloody hell, like Mal would. Bloody hell, man.
You and Mal have got a real problem with rain.
I hate it.
And Mal's got no hair. He hasn't even got to worry about
I
getting his hair
I think that's worse,
wet.
Though, like straight onto your bald head.
Onto your bald one, smacking your bald head.
Yeah.
I actually think I'm actually done with coats.
Oh, really? Well, that's because you're in the menopause.
Yeah,
you're
true.
Just constantly hot.
But don't you find, like, I get to this point in the year, and I'm like, I don't want to be wearing a coat now.
And also, it's like, oh, we're at this point in the year, fucking every single season in one day, it's sunny. In Derby, on Saturday morning, we went for breakfast. We walked in, it was like bright sunshine. I looked out the window at the beef eater, hailing.
Hailing.
It was hailing.
Yes, we had that here.
And then it's like, oh no, done a bit of hail. Let's get really windy and cold. Oh no, it's fine now. The sun's out.
Exactly.
It is so annoying.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't stand wearing a coat. And then you add the hood factor in and the whole issue with you can't fucking see or hear just pisses me right off.
What about getting one of those, like... Because there's a couple of things you could get. Oh my God, you could get one of those umbrella hats, you know, that you wear all the way
I know
your
what
head.
You mean. You're not going to bloody wear that, are you?
You could have your snazzy coat that you hate the hood of and just be like, hang on a second, Joel. Just going to prepare myself to be able to see you and hear you. Bam, umbrella hat.
I think Joel would actually disown me.
Your lookalike to little Jimmy Cranky in a umbrella hat would be off the scale.
I do look like Jimmy Cranky, don't I?
You and Jeanette Cranky, not Jeanette Cranky though, little Jimmy Cranky when she's dressed up as little Jimmy Cranky.
As Jimmy, yeah.
You put a baseball cap on and it is like Cranky, straight there.
Cranky. If you've got an umbrella hat on, Cranky. Cranky in the rain. This came in from Janie Jane. You are going to love this one.
Okay.
So this is from Janie Jane. Janie_Jane_, to be specific, precise. Okay. I can't stand it when I go to my little exercise class and as soon as the instructor presses play on the music, half the class are heads down, pissing about with their fucking fitness watches. Just exercise for yourself because nobody cares about your heart rate.
Yeah. Yes! Janie underscore, Janie underscore, underscore. Yes, all the underscores. That does happen. Do you know what? Apple Watches piss me off in general, and I can't believe you've got one, because I think if you didn't have one, that would have gone over
it.
Tits. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. It pisses me off sometimes.
People who are like, oh, yeah, no, hang on a second. No, I will be with you in a second. It's just that I haven't drunk a sip of water in 3 hours. Sorry, my Apple Watch is just telling me I need to stand up, have a drink of water, have a little bit of caffeine and half a cashew nut. Just give me a second. It's like, oh, my God. What? Every time I finish my little fitness thing that I do every day now, it says, would you like to measure your heart rate? Put your finger over the... No! I don't want to dick around. I'm absolutely knackered. I've sweated. I don't want to dick around trying to put my index finger on the back of my iPhone so that you can tell me my oxygen levels and my heart rate. My heart is pounding out of my chest, Jane! I know I've done a workout because I can barely see. Okay?
And I don't have a hood on.
Yeah. Yes. I can't see because of the way I have pushed my body in doing a plank. I had to do a plank the other day, Friday.
How long were you planking?
I managed to do 12 seconds.
That's very good, Pats.
Put my arms down and then, because obviously there's a countdown. So I put my arms down a bit and then went back into another one for like another 10 seconds.
Planks are an absolute bastard.
Some of this, it's called Fitburn, I think it's called. Mm. Oh my God. Last Wednesday, Thursday, I could not move hardly. Every single time I was like, oh God, my thighs. Oh God, my arms. Oh my God, my knees. I got up to come upstairs and every single step I was like, fucking hell, that exercise thing in my knees. Oh my God. There are some bits in it that are brutal.
Like proper sit-ups.
Like I had to do press ups.
What?
Obviously it's the knee, it's the ones where you put
your knees down. Your knees
down. Even those are hard.
Oh yeah, they kill.
There's this really weird one that they do, which is you have to go up onto your tiptoes and back down and up onto your tiptoes and back down.
I know that one, yeah.
Every single time I did one, I was going, fuck off, fuck off. Just under my breath. Yeah, that was, but planking. Yeah, I did a plank.
Planks.
But yeah, and people who were in exercise classes and they get, when I used to go spinning, they'd get on the spin bike, and for the first like 30 seconds, they're just the instructor started. They're just spinning their legs. They're all sat there looking at their watches, swiping up, swiping down, listening to something, turning something on the side, swipe. And then they'll start, and then you'll guarantee there's somebody that looks at their watch again. Oh no, I haven't quite done that right. What's going on here? So just get on with the class, man.
I know. I honestly, I am totally with you and Janie underscore. Janie. Because I do. Sometimes I am literally like, you are such a wanker, Ange, for having this thing on your wrist. And there are times when it pisses me off and it tells me, just take a quick, 20 minute brisk walk, we'll sort you out, big fat Sue. The hell off.
No.
I don't want to do a 20-minute brisk walk. No. I don't care if I haven't closed my rings today, Mr. Apple Watch. I don't need you telling me what to do.
But it's also when people are on them, like, I don't know. It's like, what are you looking at? People reading the paper on them. Fuck off. Reading the newspaper on your, sat on the train, scrolling on their Apple Watch. You think, are you reading a book on your Apple Watch? Because that is dickish. Just either get a Kindle or at least read it on your phone. People sat there scrolling. Yeah, no, sorry. It's just I've got an email. What is that email come through on your phone as well, mate? Yeah, but I'm just going to read it. It's going to take me three times as long, but I'm just going to read it on my Apple. Oh, God, they really pissed me off.
Yeah. Well, I was very much with
Janie underscore. Well, that's a very good dickish.
That's what I thought from, let's actually get her name right. Janie underscore Jane underscore.
Janie Jane. Let's just call her Janie Jane.
Many thanks, Janie Jane.
Many thanks.
Pats, we've had a dilemma in. And we will obviously keep the person anonymous, as we always do with dilemmas. So, hi Ruth and Ange, love the podcast and your positive vibes. I'm wondering if you ever disliked your best friend's boyfriend. In my view, he is very opinionated. Let me tell you why my opinion is the right one kind of fella, and belittling of her in front of people. They've been together for 3 years now, but do not live together yet. However, he is very keen to move into her house and out of his parents' home. She says she is happy, but I think she gives way more to the relationship than she is getting back. Should I voice my opinion or keep it to myself?
I think this is really tricky because that's your view of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody was being abusive to one of my friends, then obviously, I mean, I've been in a situation with one of my friends where they were in a really abusive relationship and I voiced how I felt. I think if you feel that he's dominating, I would start to reflect on in what ways does he dominate her? Like, is it to the point where she doesn't have any friends or she can't wear what she wants to wear? Like, are we getting into a scenario where he's being controlling and coercive? Or is this just that you two slightly rub each other up the wrong way and that your friend is a different personality type and therefore can manage that? Because I think if people looked at my relationship with Matthew, there would be a sense that people would think that I wore the trousers.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't necessarily always true.
No.
And
yeah,
when Matthew is with me, like I know that I'm a pretty big personality and I can come across as assertive or dominating, or I voice my opinions and I am not afraid to say what I think. People could look at my relationship with Matthew and think, oh God, he's like a walkover. But that isn't true. That isn't when it's just us two, the nature of our relationship. So I think I would be, when you're with them, I would be reflecting or thinking about some of the cues that are unspoken, maybe, that perhaps give you a sense of how equal their relationship is. Because I think sometimes people who are assertive or dominating or take the lead in a relationship can often get a bit of a bad press. And so...
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, because I think similarly, I think a lot of people would think that about Ian and I.
Yeah.
I think because of the nature of our personalities and us being, you know, a bit louder, a bit more kind of outspoken, a bit, you know, don't mind looking like an idiot, all those kind of things. It can look like you are very much in control of a relationship, and that is absolutely not the case at all.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with what you're saying. I suppose, I mean, the fact that this person says that she says she is happy would imply that there must have been some kind of conversation. She obviously has this indication that she is happy, everything's okay, and I'm okay with this. And I know that lots of people can say that and not actually be telling you the truth. I think if it was one of my friends and I was really feeling like things weren't quite right, or I was concerned about that relationship or the dynamic or the way that he could sometimes be treating her, which is what she kind of says, you know, it's like he can belittle her in front of people, you know, that sort of, like, I think I would say something, but you'd have to go about that in a very gentle, kind way.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with having that conversation, because ultimately it's coming from a place of care and concern, and I just want to make sure you are actually okay and you are happy with the situation as it is. If she is, there's actually not a lot else you can do about it. Mm. I think you always just got to make sure that she knows you're always going to be there for her. You'll always be her friend. Mm. And, you know, if there comes a point where actually things aren't right, you'll obviously be there to help her. But I think if it is something that you are noticing more and more and it's having maybe an impact on her to a certain degree, then I think as a friend, to kind of broach that would be the right thing to do.
I think you're right as well. I think the belittling somebody in front of other people, that isn't okay. And that is a line crossed, isn't it? And if I thought anybody in my life that I cared about was being belittled, that wasn't in a banter. Because I think lots of couples have their own lines around banter, don't they? And what is an acceptable line?
Yeah.
I think you have to be careful of is bringing your own stuff to what you feel about him, because you obviously don't like him. So I would be saying to her, how do you feel when he talks to you like that in public? Mm-hmm. Like, do you ever call him out on it when you get home? Or like, are you okay with it? Or what's the kind of line that you don't cross in terms of your banter together? Because I think the moment you go into, I don't like the way he talks to you, I don't know, it becomes defensive, right? It becomes her going, don't talk about my boyfriend like that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know anything about our relationship. And I think that can easily get people's backs up. Like, that can easily take, especially if she deeply cares about him and she doesn't see that there's anything wrong with that. Mm. So I think it's about the way that you phrase it to her, because if it was me, I would be saying, I've noticed he sort of like says stuff to you.
Yeah,
how do you feel when he does that?
Yeah,
and if she says, oh yeah, we've had some conversations about it, I've told him a number of times, it's something we're working on, you can rest assured that she is on it.
She's aware of it.
If she says, I don't really know how to broach it with him, then you can go into a conversation about, this is what I think or feel. Or she might say, do you know what? It's like water off a duck's back. We've been together long enough for me to know he doesn't really mean it. He's just being stupid. It's playful. Yeah. It's just the way we are with each other. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I think, I definitely think if it's something that bothers you and you are concerned for her as your friend, I think absolutely, as long as you can go about that the right way, like Pat says, the way you kind of phrase that and the way you raise that with her. But yeah, I think that's ultimately, that's what friends are for, you know.
Absolutely.
and as hard as those conversations can be at times, they are really important. And I think you should absolutely broach that in a very kind, gentle way.
Agreed. Another episode in the bag.
There we go. Another one bites the dust.
Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. There won't be an episode next week because there's a bank holiday.
The old bank holes.
You'll not hear our dulcet tones next week. We will be back in 2 weeks helping you to find more of the funny.